Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are a little behind, a lot behind. We're on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the first wide line, believe it or not. Okay, we'll try to catch up today. Now to the bottom of the page is really Agarata. It's actually Halacha Lamaita also. Not really today anymore, but we'll try to finish it and we'll try to do Yud Tes as well. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kahalech Le'etzadinan. If somebody goes to the gladiator show, Ulakarkom, or to the circus, and you see there's Hanachashim, the snakes, Bethanchabarin, the snake charmers, Bukian, Mukian, Mulian, Lulian, Blurian, and Saldurin, but they're all clowns. Hareze Moshev Leitim. That's a Moshev Leitim. It's a waste of time. Alayim Akasav Omer, and over there it says, about that it says, this is the very first Pasuk in the entire Tehillim, Asher Ha'ish, Ashalo Ha'alach Ba'atas Rashayim, right? Don't go to the Atas Rashayim. Pasuk Bey says, Ki b'taras Hashem chepto, u'b'taraso yehageh yomam v'layla. We're going to send a blot now on this Pasuk. And the Pasuk, I read the whole Pasuk, both two took him. The Gemara now condenses it and just ends off, Ki b'taras Hashem chepto, halamadata, you see from here, shedvarim halalu, that these things, what things? Wastes of time, neviyin es ha'adam, u'dei bitl Torah. That brings you to bitl Torah. You don't need a rocket scientist to know that if you waste time, you get a bitl Torah. That's obvious. And we're not going to have to show what the brush is. If you waste time, you have bitl Torah. That's obvious. Verminu, wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, Hachalit, the Dinan, if somebody goes to the gladiator stadium, mutter. That's mutter. You know why? Because somehow, while you're there, you can cry out. You can cry out you can somehow help save Jews. Ulakarkom mutter, and you're allowed to go to the circus, but the Yishuv Medina, because it somehow it'll help the Medina. That maybe there you sit in the back seat, you butter up the governor, you bribe the governor, you get the governor to change his mind. So you're allowed to go for that. Well, actually, it's chashiv imahem. You can't enjoy yourself there. To be mechazek the event that you can't do, then it's chashiv imam usher. If you do that, it's usher. Anyway, kasha it's dozen, kasha karkom akarkom. Don't think it's kasha. You let it go or not. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Bishlo makarkom akarkom lo kasha. The circus part's not a kasha. Khan, in the bride says usher to go. That's mechazek imam. That's where you're being mechazek them, and you're making it much more of an event than it has to be. Khan, the bride said it's mutter to go. But you're not going for that reason. You're only going because the governor is there. Maybe there's a decree that you need to be rescinded. Whatever it is, those are the reasons it's mutter. Ella, it's the dina and kasha. What about the gladiator? So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoim. Titania, ain hochel, it's the dina and Moshe Blitzim. You can't go to the it's the dina because it's a waste of time. Rav Nosson Matir, if they shnei devarim, Rav Nosson says mutter for two reasons. Echad, first of all, maybe you can save Jews that are there. Echad, also, maybe you'll be able to testify, right, some guy, some Jew is taken captive, no one knows where he is, no one knows anything about him, is he dead, is he alive, no one has any clue. So you go to the gladiator, there he is, and they threw him to the lions, and he was killed. You can tell the wife, by the way, terrible news. Your husband's been killed. At least she knows now that she can get remarried. So now what the kasha is, my question was, I don't have an answer for this. And the Tanakhama disagrees with that. Even for that you can't go? That's where he's going. You're going to see which Jews are there. Which Jews are they throwing to the lion? That's what you're going for. They picked up, right? The Jew didn't come home. Did he die in the street? Was he captured? Who knows where he is? Oh, look at that. Unfortunately, he's throwing him to the lion. At least it's closer. So the kasha is, Tanakhama disagrees with that. That's not a reason to, you're not allowed to go. Even for those reasons, you're not allowed to go. Maybe he holds that those reasons don't, they're not reasons. Right? They're not reasons. But you won't know about the. Ain't a kanami, so one person can go. Ain't a kanami, if one guy go. So the question, well, who argues on, how do you argue on that? Why do you say, what's wrong with that reason? That's not kasha. I don't have an answer. Right? What's wrong with that?
People are not allowed to go.
Right. I hear you. Okay. Which I guess the argument. Right. Okay. Okay. Fine. Next. Tana Rabbanan ein holchin letartios. You can't go to the theater that they used to have with the king, or the carcassios, and to other some kind of, I don't know what this is. What is, how do they translate this? Circuses. How do they translate the carcass? Was also circus? Yeah. Stadiums. What is the stadium? What is? Yeah. It's all the same idea. One second, the new reason. Circlement, okay. The new thing now. Because they worship idols. If they serve idols, they're not allowed to go. And if there's no idols there, then they still can't go with Moshe Blatham. So, my benaya, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? The both holds you can't go. The only question is, why can't you go? What's the difference? Who cares why? The Gemara says, "Amar v'chanina misura nasa v'nasa is a benayu." Now the question is, if you have to pay. So let's say you pay, and let's see. The issue is like this: if it's for avodah zarah, then they will machmir. Maybe somehow the money will come back to another Jew. It'll be changed, and if there's money coming back to a Jew, it's avodah zarah money. It's also. If it's a waste of time, you still can't go. The money's not also. So that's the machloka. Okay, now got it. Darsh Hashem and Pazi. My Dixiv. It says, Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'asaf Rishayim. He doesn't go. Ubederech HaToyim Lo Amad. He doesn't stand there. Moshe Vleitzim Lo Yashav. Now wait a minute. B'chim Yachar Shal Halach, if he didn't go, Heichan Amad. How are you going to stand there? Umayachar Shal Amad. And if you're not standing there, Heichan Yashav. How are you going to sit down? Umayachar Shal Yashav. Heichan Lot. And if you don't sit down, how are you going to be a joker? The Gemara says, Elam Alach. They know people better than we do. Im halach, if you go. I'm just going to go. Let me see what's doing over there. I heard it's a fun. I'm just going to go. I'm not going to stay. So for Olamo, you'll end up hanging out there. The imam, I'm going to hang out there. So for Leisha. I might as well pull up a chair. But I should stay the whole time. I'll put up a chair. The Yasha, and if you sit there with them, so for Lolo, you could end up being debate with them. The Imlot, Olava Kasav Omer, and it says about that, Im chachamta, chachamta lach, right? If you have chachma, that's for toela. And if you're just joking around, that's just a sin. Amar Rebbe, who's this? Amar Rebbe Elazar, kol hamislotate. Anyone who has a mislotate, yisurin bon alav. If you end up getting yisurim, shenemar viata al tislotatu pen yech zikub mos reichem. Amaluhu Rava Rabbanan. Rabbi says to the Rabbanan, "B'mtusa minaychu. I beg of you, I beseech you, the lotis lotisu, not to be this way. The lotis alaychu yisurin. So you shouldn't get yisurin. Amr of Katina, call him mislotates, mizonotos, mismatin. Whoever is a left will have left parnasa. Why? Shenemar, like it says, Moshach yado et lotisim. That Hashem removes parnasa from the leitzanim. Why? Scary word over here. For the Marsha. The Marsha says it's a Mishnah in Peah that says that if you act like a lame person or a blind person, for tzedakah, I'm on Yud Chesam base towards the bottom. If you act like that kind of person, the terrible follows on you, right? That whatever you act like that, you'll become that. So too over here. Who do you make fun of? You make fun of the low people. You make fun of the poor people. You don't make fun of the rich guy in the show. You don't make fun of him. You make fun of the low life. The low, not only low life in personality, the low people, the poor people. Everyone, you do that, you'll become one of those. That's the scary marsha.
Amar Rav Shmuel ben Lakish called him a slow say snowfall by Gehenim. Anyone who does that falls to Gehenim. Shenamar Zaid Yahir Late Shemo Oseh Ba'evros Zadon. The Ain Avra El Gehenim. Shenamar Yom Avra Yomahu. Fine. Amar Voshia. Call him as Yahir, anyone who's 40, Nopal Baganim, also goes to Ganim. Shinamar Zaid Yahir Late Shemo, Ose Ba'avro Sadon, Ve'ena Ba'avro Ela Ganim. Shinamar Yobavro Yomahu. Amar Barchani Lai. Call him as Lotate, whoever is a left, Gorim Kalia. He causes destruction to all of the world. Shinamar Bata Al, Hislotatu, Ten Yaksiku Mohechem, Ki Kala Nech Ratza Shamati. Next, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kashahi, It's very difficult. Shekatilas ha-yisurin. It starts off with yisurin, but so far clear. It ends off with destruction. Terrible things. Dar shashir min pasi. Ashri ish lohalach l'tartiyot l'kar kitziyot shalov nikachavim. What does it mean, Ashri ish? Where's the good person who doesn't go? He doesn't go to the stadium of the king. Avodazara stuff. V'der chatar lo amad, zeh shalo amad b'kenigyon. What's a kenigyon? A hunt. You don't go with a hunt. You don't go with the guy and go hunt. V'moshe v'leitzum l'yashav. You don't go sit in the, we're going to sit, we're going to figure out all the world's problems. We're going to sit and be so smart. Right, that's what it means? Tachbulos means, what? Tachbulos means strategy. That's what officially the word means. That's what it means. That word comes up every other page in Tel Tachar. You have tachbulos, strategies against the Sahara. That's what the word tachbulos means. I'm not sure what that means over here. Right? Just stop strategizing about things that have nothing to do with you. Right? We're going to talk about the politics of the country of Belgium. What does it do with you? Right? Just stop to talk. You can't go to the theater. You can't go on the hunt. Now go to sleep. Nothing else to do. I'll be busy with Torah. Avram Avinu. That's Avram Avinu. Shalahalach fast Anshidara Flaga. He didn't get interested in the Anshidara Flaga. Visharashayim Hayu. They were Rishayim. Shinamar Hava Nivnilano Ir. They said, let's go build a city and what are we going to do with that city? We're going to fight God. Ubaderach Rishayim Lo Amad Shalo Amad Ba'amida Sodom. He didn't come join Sodom. Shakatam Hayu. They were sinners. Shinamar Anshid Sodom Rav Bechatam Hashem Ba'od. Umoshe Blitim Lo Yasha Hav Sol Yashem Moshe Anshid Plishtim. He didn't hang out with the Plishtim. But they shall eat on Hayu. They will eat on him. Shinema Vaya Ketov Liban Vyomro Kiru Lashimshon Vitachik Lanu. You see from Shimshon's story, which happened hundreds, a thousand years later, that the Plishtim were a bunch of jokers. Ashra ish Yariyat Hashem, Ashra ish Velo Ashra Isha. A man, not a woman. All of a sudden out of the blue. Omar Vamram Arav, Ashra Misha Osa Chuva Kishahu Ish. Fortunate is the person who does tshuva when he's a man. A guy waits 90 years old, now he's going to do tshuva. You have no time for now. You're an old man. That's not a time for tshuva. The time for tshuva is when you're an ish. You still have time, you're still interested in things, and you still don't do it. Okay, it's an old man over the hill, and now I'm going to do tshuva. What are you interested in now? Right? What? Yeah, I'm not sure what that drasha means. Right, fortunate the person. Same idea. You keep him as gabar your yitzer like a man, not like a woman, or not like an old man, like a man in his prime. The mitzvahs you want, not the tzchar. Behind the tnan, ho ha yomer. Like you have a mishnah. Everyone knows this mishnah. Al tehevi avadam sham shes rav amanat kabel prat. Don't be like those people. That serve to get reward. Ella, rather, hayuka avadim, be like the servant hamashamshin as harav that serves the rav shelo al manach lekabel prat, not on condition to get reward. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is 7-8 lines down with the wide hit skinny.
Rashi changes the member.
Rashi changes it to two. The member says shelo, you should serve God. Shelo al manas lekabel prat. Rashi changes the two. Al manas shelo lekabel prat.
Why did he change it? I don't know why. I don't know why he changed it.
He clearly changed it. Right. Well, right. He's trying to emphasize something. What? Right. Right, so look what Rashi says. Ye libo imo. Ye libcha imo. Lomar filu ain't so filu kabel skar. Even if I'm not going to get reward, ohe vani es boro v'chafet to mitzvot. I'm still going to love the Creator and do His will. Right, which seems to imply, he's explaining it like the way the Gemara has the gears. It changes the gears. I just don't know. It's an interesting horror. Look at the second Tosfos. Second Tosfos says, wait a minute. Don't we have a memory that says that if someone says, I'm going to give tzedakah on condition that my son should be a tzaddik, right? What do we say about that?
Isn't that almanat mekabel schar? You're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah in order that I should get rewarded, that my son should be a good boy. And what do we say? Harezeh, harezeh, tana gomor. Didn't the Gemara just say, Ansignus Ish Socho says, don't do that? That's the Mashah's answer. The Mashah answers that tzedakah is different. Tzedakah you're allowed to. The Ramban answers that tzedakah, the minimum requirement of tzedakah is nothing. It's a very small amount. So really, what you're doing here is you're doing over and above. You do over and above, you're allowed to have conditions. When you're not allowed to have conditions, when you're doing the Ikar Mitzvah. But if you're doing over and above, I'm giving you extra tzedakah. On condition, my son's a tzaddik. My son's a good boy. That you're allowed to do. Tosas doesn't give any of those answers. Look at Tosas' answer. Pirish. Bitoe. You're all upset. You have questions. Imlo tavo she'elaso. If you don't get what you want. I'll do the mitzvot. And if I don't get what I want, I'm going to be all upset at God. That's what this means. Pirish. Kemosha osu of the kachavim. That's what the goyim do that. Right? The goyim don't get answers. They throw it away. Avol. Eino toe. But if you have no problem with whatever dealt you, then there's nothing wrong with it. Then Dami loha dami perik beis bo vashro perik kavod b'saftim b'rosh hashana b'tanya tela del tzak al mafshe ech yibni harayda tzad gomer. That's okay. What does it mean that you're going to serve reward? You're serving God al manas. You don't get reward. That if you don't get reward, you don't get upset about it. So that's fine. So you want to give a thing like tzak on chedishah for your son? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Fascinating answer. So not a partial answer. Okay, next. You learn Torah that you like. You have so much to learn. You might as well learn what you like. You learn what you like and have a little more interest. They were sitting once in front of Rebbe. The Kapaske Sidra, they had their Seder together. Solik Safra, they finished learning. Levi Amar, whatever they were learning, doesn't say what they were learning. Whatever they were learning, Levi Amar, why is he on Mishlei? Levi said, let's go start Mishlei. Rav Shimon Brevi Amar, why is he on Tehillim? Rav Shimon says, no, let's bring it to Tehillim. Let's start now to Tehillim. Right? Chester Marsha, this Gemara is the Makar that on Simchas Torah and at every Siyam, you start the next thing. On Simchas Torah, we'll go back to Bereshit. Why? Because it's not a Siyam otherwise. How do you know? You're sitting over here. You finished your Seder. All right, what are we starting next? Go get it. Go bring it over here. All right, you finished those Habracha. Right away you start Bereshit. In this Gemara. Anyway, copy the Levi. Levi wins out. The ice is Tehillim. And they start learning Tehillim. That's the whole, so many people over here talking, what's the balance of Tehillim? Why it's different than Mishlei? The whole, okay. Kimatu Hacha, when they got to the following pasuk. Pirish. They stopped. Rabbi Omer, Ein Adam Torah, Lomay Torah El Makom Shaliba Chafet. Right? That you can learn what you want to learn. Omer Levi, Rabbi Natakal and Rashus Lamod. Rabbi gave us Rashus to go live. Rabbi can go stop now, we can learn whatever we want. Yeah, there's plenty to learn. So learn what you like. Learn what you enjoy. Right? It's okay. Omer Ravdini Bar Chamba, call Osek for Torah. If someone is Osek for Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osilo Chafetza. Hashem takes care of his needs. Shinemar ki b'toras Hashem chefto. Amar Rav l'olam v'liyah but Adam Torah makom shliva chefet. First, it's learned Torah that he enjoys. Shinemar ki b'toras Hashem chefto. Amar Rava, Amar Rava, b'tchil v'nikret al shemo, shal kodesh baruch hu. First, it's called God's Torah, u'basof nikret al shemo. Shinemar, ha-Torah's Hashem chefto, u'b'tor raso, in your Torah, yege yom v'layla. Amar Rava l'olam v'liyah but Adam Torah, first you should learn Torah, v'yachakach yehege. Then you should have in-depth Torah. Shinemar, b'Torah Hashem, v'hadar u'b'Torah Yehege. First it says Torah Hashem. Then it says Yehege. Look at Rashi. V'achagach Yehege. What does that mean, Yehege? Ya'ayin b'Talmudo. Be ma'ayin. That means look into it carefully. L'dmus milsa. To compare things. L'dmus milsa l'milsa. L'hakshus l'tarit. Hakam over there it says this, and over here it says this. You're being more in depth. Uber Rishona, lo yasakein. In the beginning, don't do that. Why? She needs Yivatel. Maybe you're not going to have an answer. Baharav lo yimtzalo kol shah. Here, everything always going to be around. V'od, also, v'achar sheshana harbe, humitziyashe b'talmudo. After you learn a lot, the answers will become so obvious. Umetareis la'atzmo davar akasha. You won't need a Rebbe anymore. V'achin nami amirin baharav haskeis has v'achakach kitzeh. First, learn a lot. Then learn v'iyun. Umaisina laha derav ha'atzam. And we said it's the same words. Okay? Rashi gives two reasons. Why does Rashi give two reasons? He gives two reasons why you should first learn fast and then learn slow. Reason number one is you won't have a Rebbe always around. So you're going to get bogged down, not going to have an answer. Who's going to answer it for you? Reason number two is because then the answers will come by yourself. Right? So, there's a sefer called Nahur de Oraisa. He says like this. Rashi was talking about two different, same answer. The question is, do you have a shot in your shul? Do you have sparim or not? If you don't have any sparim, you gotta learn fast. Why? You're gonna get stuck. If you have sparim, so look it up. Look it up. You have to look it up. Don't worry about it. Right? Okay. V'amar Rava la'olam ligros inish afagaf de mishkach. You should learn even though you forgot. Even though you don't know what you're saying. Why? Why? Very, very... There are people that do this, by the way. There are people that learn. What? There are people that will pull out a Gemara and just read the words. They have no idea what they're saying. Why? Because it's Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that you learn anything you learn in this world, even if you don't understand it, you'll understand it in the next world. So, the people just read and learn. There's a whole Shiloh in the back over here. Does that apply to Torah Snitzer? I forget to pull out a Zohar. No, the one I'm reading is a Zohar. I'll read it. In the next world, does it apply to Nitzer? Or do we say it doesn't apply to Nitzer? That's a whole Shiloh. But Nigla for sure applies to Gemara. Say the Hasidim says, so they, sometimes they see, you don't see them really anymore. Old men will just sit with a Gemara and just read the words. They have no idea what they're saying because of this Gemara. So at least in the next world, they'll have what to do. Shenemar garza nafshi latava garza ksiv v'lo ksiv tachana. It says to garas, which means to do it fast and not to do it slow. Rava Rami. Oh, look at Rashi. D'lo yadamai ka'amar. She'ein rabo yadeh lefarish l'klum. Your Rebbe doesn't know how to. Your Rebbe doesn't know it either. Why? Because if your Rebbe knows it, go ask your Rebbe. Right? That's such a push of the Rashi. Anyway, Rava Rami, Ksiv Agape, it says Agape, which I think means on wings. It's some kind of thing that's not permanent. What? Wings? Okay. Ksiv, and it says Al-Kise, which is much something more permanent. So, Betchila Agape, Al-Basav Al-Kise, right? Ksiv Barosh, Meromim, Ksiv Ale Derech, is it in the heavens or is it on the Derech? Right? So, Betchila, in the beginning, Barosh, Meromim. Right, ulbatov, and afterwards, ale derech, ulurami, ksiv, it says, shetei mayami borecha. Drink water from the, ksiv, and it says, v'nozle mitok ve'erech. That means flowing water. So, v'tchila, shetei mi borecha. First of all, in the beginning, learning has a gevul, like in a pit. Ulbatov, v'nozle mitok ve'erech. And then it becomes endless. Amar rabba, amar tzchora, amar avuna, my ditziv. What does anyone say in the pasuk? Hon mehevo yimat. Bekovet al yad yarbeh. If a person learns and he reviews his learning, he constantly reviews it, doesn't review it, he just keeps on gathering more and more bundles. Mishmai, he'll lose out. Then kovet al yad, but if someone goes slow and reviews and reviews and reviews, yarveh, he will have more learning. Amar Rava, yadur banam ahay milsev avri Allah. The Chachamim knew what they were talking about, and nevertheless, nobody listens to them. Who reviews? Says Rabbi, nobody listens. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and I listened to Kayan B'Yazi, and I became Rav Nachman. Right? I'm Rav Shizdi Mishmei Dev Elazar Ben Azariah. My Yitzchak, what does it mean? L'yachra for me at Seido. This pasuk means, we're going to translate this pasuk completely differently. The pasuk means that if someone is L'yachra for me at Seido, that the Ramai doesn't have a way to keep his stuff that he steals. Lo yichye, right? Lo yichye v'lo yarech yamim tzayin haramai. The pasuk in Mishnah is talking about someone who fakes how much he knows. He's trying to show off how much he knows, right? Such a person won't last. Rav Sheshi Amar, it said in the pasuk, tzayin haramai yachro. It's like it said in the question, tzayin haramai yachro, right? That if you learn a little bit and you review many, many times, your Torah will remain with you. Kiyasir of Dini, Amar, Mashal Adam Shetzad Zipor, and a guy's trapping birds. In Bishabra Kanfesh Al Rishona, if he breaks the wing of the first bird, he can't run away. Kulam is Kiyam Fiyad, he can keep them all. Yim Lav, Em is Kiyam Fiyad, and it's not not. Vaya Ke'et Shasol Pal Gemayim, right? Amir Dever of Yanai, Ke'et Shasol, like an eight that, what Shasol? What? Rooted. Vlo Ke'et Natua, but not strongly rooted. If somebody learns from one Rebbe, he's not going to have a Simon Bracha for that. I want to say something to you. And I'm afraid you're going to leave me and you're going to go somewhere else. It says if you learn from one Rebbe, you don't see a Simon Bracha. So they went to Rava. They told him, Tani Mili, when is that true? That's only Svara. Meaning at the advanced stages of learning. Abel Gemara, but from Gemara, Merav Echad Adim. From one Rebbe, better. Why is it better? Ki Hechad Laliflo Lishni. So you won't get all different messages and different Lashonos, and it's going to make you much more confused. Okay, next. Alpal Ge Mayim. Amar of Tancho Bar Chaniloi, Lolim Mishalish Adam Shnosav. A person should divide his years. That what the Pashup Shot means. A person should divide his years. Shlish b'Mikra, one third Mikra. Shlish b'Mishnah, one third Mishnayit. Shlish b'Talmud, one third Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mi Yada Inish Kamachai. What, a guy knows how long he's going to live? So for the first third of my life, second third, nobody knows that. The Gemara says, no. Ki Kamrinon B'Yomi. When did I say my bar? I meant on a daily basis. Look at Rashi, last wide line. Beis Yamin Mikra, 2 days a week you spend Mikra. Beis Yamin Mishnah, 2 days a week Mishnah. V'chein Kol Shavua V'Shavua, and each and every week you do it like that. And Shabbos is the day from Chazara. The Rimi Luvil says the same thing. First 2 days is Mikra, and then Gimel and Dalet is Mishnah, and Hey and Vav is Talmud, and on Shabbos you review. Says Duran, doesn't make any sense. Talmud needs more time than Mishnah and Pesukim. The Ash HaMishnah, I'm reading this inside. The Ash HaMishnah Chamur Himin HaMikra, even though Mishnah is more time than Pesukim, HaKavana Shitin Zman L'Cholechet Kafik Royal. What it means is, give each one the time it needs. That's Pshat number. Ritva says the same thing. He says even worse. Not worse, he says even more. Listen to this line from the Ritva. Ein ze'ela tchilas limudo shel adam. That's only when you're starting out learning. Abel achar sha'amdo li talmudo, after you already know something, vadai shetzarech sherov zmano yiyeh bet limud ha-talmud. The most of your time should be spent learning Talmud. Dishi yishalim per shiyosav imatzibur b'chol Shabbos, and everything, right? And listen to this. V'ya'ayin lipa'amim, once in a while you look into Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Once in a while you look into that. The main focus of your life should be Talmud. That's what he said. It's a chazid over every single day. No. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Perish HaKuntrit, Beid Yom Mikra, Beid Yom Mishnah, Beid Yom Talmud, V'loshen L'yomi, Dachachu L'farish Kein. The word Yomi in the Gemara, how does Rashi get to that? Rashi, the Gemara said you should spend one third of your life, one third of your year. Says the Gemara, how do you know how long you're going to live? Right, one third of your day. Rashi makes it into the week. That's what Rashi talking about. Mihu akati ikalav shuri, mihu the kamachai. Also, how long? Maybe you're going to die in the middle of the week. Right. So anyway, you're not going to be mekayimit. Lakach nira liyomi bechol yom. Yomi means every day. Lachain. Listen to this. Tosafot even less than the Ritva. Suke at Parshas HaTomid Umishnayit Ezu Makomon Ubraiser Dubi Shmuel.
You say all that in the morning, you've done with all your learning, all your Nevi'im and Shuvim and Mishnayit, it's all taken care of it. You said Parshas HaTomid, you said all that.
B'nir L'Bein HaTam, the Enu Sha'oskin B'Talmud Ba'al, the Anu, the Oskin B'Talmud, listen to Rabbein HaTam. The Anu Sha'oskin B'Talmud Ba'al, those of us that learn Talmud Bavli, Dayenu, that's enough. Ki hu Balul Mikra Mishneh Utalmud.
Because Bavli means Balul, all mixed up. We have everything in here.
Balula B'Mikra, Balula B'Mishnah,
Balula B'Talmud. In one fell swoop, Rabbi Natan changed the entire world. What did he say? Let's learn Gemara. Learn Gemara, you have it all.
Okay. The Nach people, as Rav Shmuel Shapel heard, upset because like Rav Natan did away with Navi. Actually, anyone?
The Talmud Tosa said that's what the Rav said. The Rav said first you learn everything, then now you learned everything. Now what do you spend your time on? You spend time on Gemara. What about Navi? Once in a while he looks at something off. You have a Tasha once in a while. The Talmud Tosa said. Tosa says even from day one you don't have to. Why? It's all in there. The Ritva, at least you learned it once. Then, what do you do every day? Your daily schedule should not include those things. Should not include those things. The Tosfos says, even not even know from day one. Right, so Shan Shafal Hirsch is a big Nach person. Upset for one word, upset with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is entitled to Rishon. This opinion effectively did away with people really delving into nothing. Effectively. It might not have been his intention, but that's effectively what it did. Right?
Okay. Asher yitim piryo v'ito. What does that mean? Amar Rava, im piryo yitim v'ito v'aleu. If you learn in its proper time, very good. Right? V'aleu lo yivo. V'im lav, and if not, al halomed v'al hamalame aleim kosev omer, lo ken arashayim ki'im. On the lomed and the malamed, we say ki'im. Right? In other words, it's no good. Amar Baba, Amar Vuna, Amar Rav, my Ditziv, what does it mean? Ki Rav and Chalal Mepila, it's that Talmud Sheena Gila Hora Umore. That's a Talmud who doesn't, it's not right to be a Mora Hora, to give stock, and he gives it anyway. But Tzum Kala Ruga, that Talmud Sheena Gila Hora, the Ena Mora. That's someone who's right, and he doesn't do it. Vad Kama, how much time you have to wait? Ad Arboim Shnin, till 40 years. Says Rashi one word, Mishen Nolad. From when you're born. In other words, on your 40th birthday. That's Tosfos, not here. Tosfos in Sukkah. He says, no. It's 40 years after you started learning. Not when you're 40. What, you start when you're 39, so now you're 40, now you're big Tosfos. No. That's what Rashi said. Misha Noah, one word. So says Tosfos, of course it doesn't mean that. All right, the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara says, I have a Rava Ure, I Rava Paskin, and we know that Rava died in his 40s. The Gemara says, Hasan Bishop, because there's nobody else like him. So I'd have to know what that means. Next, it says, Valeim lo yibol amar vachabar ad amarav, amule amar vachabar abba amarav, hamamuna amarav, shafil tichat chosha tibit chacham tibit chacham.
Even the simple, ordinary talk of tibit chacham, that requires thought. And looking into it.
Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, David Akasav HaTorah. This is written in the Torah. What? I'm sorry? Shenemar Ba'alei Lo Yibo Ba'al Kol She'ez Yetzirah. I'm sorry. Kol She'ez Yetzirah. I'm sorry. Ba'alei Lo Yibo, period. Next. Kol She'ez Yetzirah. Whatever you do will be Matzirah. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Dabra Deh, this idea, Akasav HaTorah. It's said in the Torah, Bashanu ben Nadim. It's repeated in the Nadim, Mushulash b'Ksuvim, and it's repeated a third time in Ksuvim. Kol Osik b'Torah nechasav matzlichim lo. Whoever learns Torah, his nechasim will become matzliach. Kasav b'Torah tes n'Torah d'ksiv v'shmartem et zivri habrit hazos. Vitim osam l'man taskilu eis asher ta'asun. Right, you'll be successful.
In order
Tishmar v'latos k'chol ha'kotsuv bo. Ki oz tatsliach ha'tzerachecha v'oz tatskil. Again. And Meshulash b'ksuvim, d'ktiv, it says in Tehillim, Kiyim b'tarot Hashem yege, chavtso, b'tarot yege yom v'layla. V'kei tshasol p'al g'imayim asha yipir yitin b'ito. V'layla yivo, v'chol ha'shayatze yatsliach. Right? Machet, Rabbi Alexandroi, Rabbi Alexandroi, announced, Man boi chai, man boi chai. Who wants life? Who wants life? Konav yosu kul yama. Everybody showed up, they want life. Amrile, he said, Havlanu chai, we want life. Amalahu, he said, Miha ish, chafet chayiv, you want life? Betzal shon chamera. Watch your tongue. That's the whole life, watch your tongue. Ask the Maharal, What about Kibbutz of Eid and Shiluach HaKan? It also gives you a little more life. What's wrong with those? Why do you pick Lashon Hara? Right? So the Maharal answers, because humanity is defined by their speech. It says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. And man was a nefesh chaya. What does that mean? A man was a chaya, a living animal with a nefesh. What does that mean? You know what Unkelus says that means? Unkelus, on the Parsha. Parsha of Bereishis says that only humans have speech. What makes you a human? Speech. Do you want to be a human? So control your speech. Yeah. Keep it up aim, give you a long life. It's all true. It's all wonderful. How are you defined as a life? The way you speak. Amazing part from Maharal. Shema al yomer adam. Listen, guys, need to listen. Atarati l'shoni mirav v'tzav tzav daber mirma. That's gar b'shina. Listen, I can't speak. I'll go to sleep. Talmud lomar. That's why it says surim rav asay tov. The ain tov el Torah. Kilekach shenamar. Kilekach tov asad lechem. Tarati al ta'azovu. Okay, we have time for this part. Same person from yesterday, and I still don't know who he is. Machsheves Musar. Shevet Musar says like this. Again, I'll read it. It's not so long. L'chora, he asks the following question. Rav Latandrai comes to the town. Who wants life? Everybody shows up. What does he say? A pasuk in Tehillim. A pasuk in Tehillim? Everybody knew that. We all knew that. What was his chiddush? Who wants life? Me, I want it. Okay, go read Tehillim. That's it? What? There's a medrash, the Chavetz Chaim quotes, same medrash, the Rochel, the guy was going around, who wants life? And he was giving out the Hillel. Giving out, he was telling over the same pasuk. I don't know if he went himself. It could be he did that. No one lives tomorrow. Who learns the Avodah Zarah? It could be he did that. So he said like this, L'chora, Divrei Tshuvas Ha'i Tzvichim Ligrom L'tachek Eitzohan Asafim. People that were there were laughing at him. V'chi ma chiddush, Rabbi Alexandroi. What was his chiddush? Harehu pasuk b'Tehillim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. V'chol echad yodeo so. Everybody knows it. Who doesn't know Tehillim? Say it every Shabbat morning. Right? Ella, Rabbi Alexandroi, gil lehem shakasa b'pasuk, ain't a loshen ba'alma. What we were saying was, this pasuk is such a stam. Tehillim, such a stam took him. Ella, zuhi mitziah. This is reality. In Kasu Bapasik Bia Ish Chavit Chaim, Kim Bapasik Melitza, Torah's not, the Tehillim's not just some wasting words, HaTorah Hi Torah's Chaim, the Metzias Bibriya, it's the Metzias in the creation, Im Nimnar Mi Lashon Hara, if you don't speak Lashon Hara, Matzigim Chever Tov, you have a good life, Chaim Tov, Yoser In Meriris Atzvah, there's no bitterness, there's no sadness, Ah, in Khalilah Madabram Lashon Hara, and if you do speak Lashon Hara, Heich Machlokes Hu Meriva. All you have is Machlokes and argument. Rabbi Yitzchak Chiddush Lehem, Shamiris Tehillim, saying Tehillim, ain't it a rock mitzvah Shalamiris Tehillim? It's not just, I say, why do you say Tehillim? Because it's a good thing to do. No, it's much more than that. Elasefer Tehillim Malamed Eich Lechayos. Tehillim isn't something to say just for a chola, it's not just for someone it's about, it's a guidebook. Bechain called Tzivya Torah. The entire Torah is like that. Heim Mitzius, Beheim, Malamdim et Adam, Ketiv L'chayos, Chayi Osher. How do you have a treasured life? You want to have a treasured life? Who doesn't want that? Because of the Tzandroi. You want a treasured life? Open up the Tehillim. Read through it and live it.
Don't just read it because you have to say it because it was someone got sick or whatever. People say it every day. It's a wonderful thing to do. Much more than that. Much more than that. Nobody knew that. HaTorah melamed us. Torah tells us. Ve'alteich ha'kamocha. Mitzvah lachnas es orchim. Balam des midos tovos. HaTorah mitzampo. Lesrachek mikol midara. Stay away from far. Stay away from bad midos. Kena, taiva, kavod. Motziyim es adam in olam. Melamed es lo sigzal. Don't steal. Lo sachmos. Don't be jealous. Kol ma'ash hu l'tova so. Whatever's good for you. Ula osho shal Yehudi. And through Torah. Ve'olam hazeh shalom. Who mechubur sham im olam haba.
Very, very interesting verse.
No, what he's saying is, you want to have life? So go practice what you preach. It's very simple. Such a simple thing. Nobody does that. Everybody's learning long distance. It's like a whole different, right? Everyone's learning, deep learning, Tehillim. Everyone's so busy with everything, and everyone's busy with nothing. So it's like, I'll enjoy it. Take a step back. You read it every day. You read it every Shabbat. So live it. You live it. You'll have long life. It's an amazing verse. Right? There's limits.
Next. Okay, back to Earth. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Higil HaKippah, Mokom Shemidim Vodos Bechavim.
You're not allowed to make the Kippah. What was the Kippah? The Kippah was the dome. The dome of the Beit HaVodos Ar. That you're not allowed to do.
Amar B'Lazar, Amar B'Yochanan, Im Bana, Tzcharo Mutter.
If you did build it and you got paid for it, the tzchar is mutter. You got to keep the money.
Now, so Gemara says pshita.
That's obvious. Why? Why is that so obvious?
Because misham she'avodas kachavim he.
It's not avodah zarah itself. A dome in a building is not avodah zarah. It facilitates avodah zarah. It helps you worship. It's not when it's raining outside, you can go inside and worship. That's not avodah zarah. That's what's called a facilitator. That's the mutter b'hana, right? That's not usher ad shiyavdu, until it's used. To hear what happened, I finished the dome, I went to get my paycheck, and the guy gave me, the priest gave me a check. They didn't use it yet. No one holds that usher. So of course the tzchar is mutter.
The Gemara says, no, Amar Yirmiyah,
l'nitzrucha ela vodatzchav atzma. No, we're talking about the vodatzchav itself.
Ha nicha l'mandar vodatzchav mishal yisrael asur miyad.
That makes sense if you hold. Jew fashions an idol, the minute he fashions it, it's also, even if he didn't use it yet. But
shall over kochavim ad shetaavei.
But over kochavim is not usher till he uses it. Shaker, this makes perfect sense. Why? You made an avodah zarah for him, or maybe the dome itself is the avodah zarah, if he didn't use it yet. So it's mutter.
El man damer shall avodah kochavim asur miyad.
But if you hold it, the idol's usher right away,
ma'ekel ameymar, how could you get paid?
How could you get paid?
Ela amar rabba barula l'nitzrucha el makos
ha'acharon. We're talking about the last
hammer bang. We're talking about the last bang of the hammer, right? Avodas kochavim man kagarim le.
What caused this avodah zara to be an avodah zara?
Gemar malacha.
The gemar malacha. Till then, it wasn't finished.
They must have it. When is that gemar malacha? The makos ha'acharon
at the last bang.
Machash Akron, less for Shabbat Pruta.
The last bang, it's not worth the Shabbat Pruta. So when he gives you a paycheck, what's he giving you a paycheck for? He's giving you a paycheck for all the work you did until the last bang. The last bang, you can't get paid for. Why? Because that's a Avodah Zarah. But that's not worth a Pruta anyway. So it's all good.
And since it's Mutter, Alma, what do you see? Kosovar, that these Mand Amram hold. Yeshna schiras mitzchil v'yadso.
Right? That a person gets paid throughout the job. Not that when the job is finished, come and I'll pay you. No, it's not like that. I did 1% of work, I'm entitled to 1% of the pay. I did 10%, I can get 10% of the pay. I did 99.9%, I'm entitled to 99.9%. The last hammer bang is avodah zarah. I'm not getting paid for that. Why? That's not worth a Shavu Pruta. What about all the money beforehand? Oh, you're entitled to that money beforehand. Why?
Because Yeshna, Sirus, Mitzchila V'Yetzo.
It's one long process.
Okay? So we'll stop here. A lot of fascinating stuff. Tomorrow
is also extremely, extremely interesting Gemara. Again, I got it tomorrow. And we will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day.